FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it's July 24th, 2018. Well, first and foremost, I invite you to send me emails, be a part of the show. KL@CarrieLutz.com is the email address. Well, you know there's a war on free speech taking place. It's taking place by all of the major internet players, or most of them in any event. We've got YouTube, Google, one and the same. You've got Facebook, Twitter, all censoring different viewpoints, all have become shills for leftist thought and leftist ideology. And Sean is with me from the SGT Report. Sean, you are now at the forefront of the war to save free speech. YouTube has shut your immensely popular channel down because for some reason you're not complying with community standards. I don't know what that means, or community requirements, whatever they say on there. All I know is I went to look at your latest report and the channel was down, and it's got to be shocking that you find yourself in this position.
It is. And people found out about it even before I did. I had logged on Skype yesterday to do a phone call with Harley Schlinger, and Roger Stone was supposed to join us and then wasn't able to. And it was literally as I was logging on to Skype, I logged on to my YouTube channel and it didn't show up. And it said, log on. So I thought I'd been logged out of my account. And I quickly realized when I opened my email, oh, no, it was far worse than just being logged out of my account. My account was gone. So they've stolen it, essentially. And I use that word, Carrie, because it's still there. It exists. All those videos still exist. They've just blocked it from the public view and from my view. So it's been terminated because they say, and although I've not gotten another email from them explaining which video it was or why I got a third strike, they say that three community guideline strikes within 3 months is enough to get your channel taken down. And I'll tell you what, the problem here is that they're judge, jury, and executioner, and their community guidelines are so vague that it's nearly impossible to not violate them selectively because they use selective enforcement. But I'll tell you this, I have a producer friend in the world, John Robertson over at the Hagman Report, who said he tweeted to at Team YouTube today, which is the best way to contact YouTube folks if you want to try to stand up for me and stand up for truth. Mm-hmm. Tweet to at Team YouTube and demand that they reverse this fascist decision and reinstate my channel. And John had tweeted to them saying he worked in Hollywood for a decade and he followed my work for the last 9 years. And he says, I've never, ever violated any even broadcast television rules. All of my stuff is even broadcast safe. And I've never, ever violated a community guideline. Let me just read you what a YouTube community guideline restriction is. Listen to this from, is this from my first strike? I think it's from my first strike, the 100% horrible truth, which was actually about YouTube censorship. They wrote, YouTube doesn't allow content that encourages or promotes violent or dangerous acts that have an inherent risk of serious physical harm or death. For example, it's not okay to post videos showing drug abuse, underage drinking, and smoking or bomb making. The only depictions of such activities that we may allow need to be educational, documentary in nature. So I obviously would never, all I do, and you know this, is I have conversations with people when I do interviews or I make points and share news in my original videos about the topics of the day. Now, yeah, we may be getting into areas of satanic ritual abuse and pedophilia in Hollywood. We may be talking about 9/11 and false flag operations, but I bring on experts and guests to talk about these things with me. And YouTube, I guess, doesn't like it. And so they have their Stasi squad over there. They have the Southern Poverty Law Center that helps them weed through and find the offensive speech that apparently is no longer allowed in the public square. And then they give that offensive speech in those channels strikes. So I had two strikes and the two strikes are going to start falling off in mid-August, and then my channel would have been clean again and safe. Right. So the third strike was enough for them to just arbitrarily destroy 8 years of work, 9 years of work, over 1,000 videos, and 345,000 subscribers down the tube. So if people would stand for me, and by the way, I want to thank everybody. There's been such an outpouring of support, Kerry. I'm getting literally, I was up till 3 a.m. last night trying to thank everybody and respond to all of the emails. And now I'm behind another, 200 emails today. There's such an outpouring of support. People are really angry about this. And it just means the world to me that people are reacting this way and standing with me because, as my friend James Perloff says, truth is a lonely warrior. You know that, man. This can be a very, very lonely business because our friends, neighbors, and colleagues can't speak the language. So it's even hard to go out and have a beer and unwind at night with a friend and talk to him about the real news and the real problems that plague our world. And that's why the alt media is burgeoning and it's growing and it's exploding because more and more people are waking up. Look at the people on the left with this walk away movement. People on the left are now disavowing the hardcore Soros Clinton left as being nuts, and they don't want anything to do with it. Yeah. People are waking up in droves. And when you wake up, you start to look and search for truthful information. That's why people find you. That's why people find my friend Chris Duane or Bix Weir or me, or even Alex Jones has done a lot to wake people up. Mm-hmm. And, not everybody agrees. A lot of people say he's a cover-up artist for Zionists, whatever. He helped wake me up. The point is that when people start to wake up, they can't go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And YouTube does not want channels like mine out there with 345,000 subscribers, Kerry.
Hey, you're just a little too small for them to not be able to do it, but real big to become annoying to all of their vested interests and their crazy leftist ideology. I mean, the idea that they had to have to start silencing dissent. Look, to me, this is the same thing as if you were in the public square of your town in a park and you're protesting peacefully and you're voicing your view. YouTube is the public square. It's an international public square. It should be treated as a public utility. It should be treated as a common carrier. If you pick up the phone, AT&T or Verizon can't say, Sean, we don't like what you say on our phone lines. In fact, we don't like it so much. We'll let you have a line, but nobody's going to be able to call you. You won't be able to receive calls. You'll only be able to make 911 calls. This is no different here. They're a common carrier. They are a public utility, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. And they need to be treated as such and immediately, because this thing is getting out of hand. You see what Twitter's done to Trump. Lessened his engagement by 45% for his tweets. And this is not accidental. This is part of I hate to use the word conspiracy, but it's definitely deliberate and it's definitely done with the intent of trying to silence you, Sean. Whatever you might be saying, they don't want you to be able to do it and they don't want to hear it.
Well, and that's the thing, isn't it, right? If we don't have our free speech, right? You mentioned YouTube as being the public square. I pretty much made the same point in an article I wrote yesterday called YouTube is even worse than Big Brother. They're deleting history altogether. Whereas, in the book 1984 by George Orwell, we see Winston being forced by Big Brother and his job to alter the history in newspapers to lessen the impact of Big Brother's tyranny from the historical record. But this is so much worse, what YouTube is doing, because they're deleting history altogether, right? Because with channels like mine, with people with voices like yours and my friend David Morgan and so many others out there that want to tell the truth about our corrupt economic system or our corrupt monetary system or the corrupt big banks and central banks and fractional reserve banking, our enemies can't control the narrative anymore. So they're reduced to dirty tricks like this one, right? Yeah. If they can't win in the public square in the war of ideas, they're reduced to having to terminate truth altogether. And that's the most disturbing part. That's why this is even worse than what Orwell depicted in 1984. Winston was merely altering words and sentences in newspaper articles. So altering the historical record to be more favorable to Big Brother. In this case, YouTube Big Brother is deleting history altogether. More than 1,000 interviews and videos with experts on important topics like precious metals, like economic corruption of the big banks, like pedophilia, pedigate, sexual satanic ritual abuse, 9/11, false flag operations, corruption within our government, corruption within corporations, vaccine information, GMO information. It's all gone, Kerry. Yeah. I have it all backed up. And I know, by the way, people listening are going to say, well, you shouldn't even be on YouTube. Get on BitChute. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Reel.video, Mike Adams' new platform. I've uploaded to DTube. I'm on Steemit. That's not where the audiences are. They may eventually get there, but the big audiences, the biggest public square in the world is YouTube. Mm-hmm. And if they can kick you off YouTube, they can silence dissent. And that's what's criminal about this. They're silencing dissent by terminating it.
Hey, and I'm going to make this prediction. This is a battle in the war, but they are going to rue the day that they cut you off and so many others. I mean, what they do to Mark Dice, the guy has a huge following. He could monetize it and make a good living. And yet every one of his videos has to go through a screening process to be approved for monetization, which it's done 2 days later after three more videos are out. They're going to regret this. It's going to be the biggest mistake they made in their corporate history. I'm telling you, it's going to be their downfall, Sean.
Well, we'll see about that. They are the gorilla in the room, right? Or the elephant, 800-pound elephant in the room. And they are very powerful. And of course, Google owns YouTube, and Google certainly does not stand for free speech. I mean, you remember what they did to James Damore, that engineer for Google, who had the audacity to write a white paper about how there probably should be more women in engineering and software engineering, but there aren't, and his thoughts as to why that is. And he was dismissed for being some sort of bigot. Yeah. He was fired. So our enemies on the left are desperate at this point. Their narratives are falling apart. The Russiagate thing is clearly a lie. It's exactly why Mueller doesn't want to get the server from the DNC, because the server would prove or disprove the official narrative that the Russians hacked the DNC and helped Trump get elected. It's a complete 100% lie. And the reason Mueller does not want that DNC server, and the reason the DNC didn't turn it over to the FBI when it was requested, is because they know the truth lies there. And what's the truth? Well, according to Kim.com and Julian Assange, the truth of the matter is that it was an insider at the DNC who was fed up with the corruption he saw when they handed the nomination to Hillary Clinton and stole it from Bernie Sanders. And his name was Seth Rich. And we have emails from John Podesta that were released as part of this intelligence release that was Seth Rich, not the Russians, in emails from John Podesta saying he's all game for making an example of the leaker.
Yeah.
And it was Seth Rich who was murdered, and the media doesn't want to report on it. All sorts of holes in the story of Seth Rich being murdered in a botched robbery. It was a hit, I believe. We talk about it, report about it, and the officialdom does not want that information out there. So what do? They silence us and they terminate my channel.
Yeah. Well, it's all temporary because, like I say, this isn't going to work. The outrage there. I mean, I know they're big, they're powerful, they've got hundreds of billions of dollars behind them, but you can only pull this for so long, and then there's going to be blowback, and there's going to be big blowback. Will it come from the president? Will it come from Congress? Well, Congress has proven themselves to be completely useless as far as the curtailment of discussion on the internet has developed. Their hearings were more or less a joke. Zuckerberg just skated, but there was some damage inflicted, and it doesn't just end here. It's going to go on here. The fight is going to go on, Sean. We're not just going to let it die here.
Well, the fight is going on. And I mean, look, here's the thing. They've taken down other channels. Like, I'll give you two examples. So this could go one of two ways. They took down High Impact Flicks channel. The guy had like 550,000 subscribers, and he was a pro Second Amendment channel primarily. And they took down Jordan Sather's channel. He's more of a newcomer, but he had already had amassed more than 100,000 subscribers. Both channels terminated. Jordan Sather's channel has since been returned to him, and it's back live.
Right.
High Impact Flicks is still shut down, and it's been a couple, several months, I think. So it could go one of two ways. And if people want to reach out on Twitter, it's about the only way you can actually have a dialogue directly with YouTube. Tweet to @TeamYouTube and ask them for an explanation on why exactly my speech has been silenced and why my ability to reach my 345,000 subscribers that I've earned over 8 years has been silenced and why there is no trial. I'd really like to know what I stand accused of, right? I'd love to know specifically what community guidelines I broke over the course of the last 2 months with three videos, because they won't tell me. So one of them was a video about YouTube censorship and the High Impact Flicks channel. The other strike was given to me for a conversation about 9/11 with author Christopher Bolin. And the third one, I don't know. They just removed my channel. They won't even send me a courtesy email to say, sorry, this happened to you. Here's why it happened. Learn a lesson, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think they can do that, because I don't think whatever the reason is would stand up to scrutiny. And they probably don't want that information out publicly, because I would certainly share it. I would share it immediately on my backup channel. And if you guys would be so kind, those listening, please subscribe to my backup channel. You can just search, just Google SGT Report Backup Channel YouTube, and it'll come up. And if I may, let me just thank everybody who reached out to me. They say, Kerry, you know, when the chips are down, you find out who your real friends are.
Very true.
There's a lot of truth in that. So you're among them. X22 Report Dave is among those people. Mm-hmm. Dan Kurtz, my friend David Morgan, Harley Schlanger, Mike Adams, Chris Duane. These are all people that reached out to me yesterday. Aaron and Melissa Dykes, Robert David Steele, John Robertson, and the Hagman Report, Jordan Sather, V the Gorilla Economist, Frank from the Quite Frankly podcast, Aaron T. Scott, who made a really nice video about the termination of my channel, Bill Holter, Sarah Westall, Gans Shimura from Face Like the Sun, Tracy Beans, Bix Weir, Will Lair, and of course, my really good friend and daily contributor at SGT Report, Matt. So people are really mad about this, and people are really showing a lot of support for me, and I appreciate that. What we need to do is we need to apply pressure on YouTube directly and apply public pressure on them and see if they can stand against the scrutiny of having to reveal why they did what they did to my channel. And if they can't, then they should just reinstate it. So it should go one of two ways. And hopefully it'll go the way it went for Jordan Sather, which is they'll just suddenly and without warning reinstate the channel. That's my hope.
Hey, if there's enough noise and they get enough blowback, they probably will. And while that's good for you to be back on for sure, and I hope it does happen, we need to go further. I mean, I don't know, GoFundMe, a lawsuit against them. Join Prager's lawsuit. He's suing Google and YouTube, but they're censoring. If there's any doubt in your mind that they're censoring, there shouldn't be any longer, because this is it. And they're just trying to pick off what they perceive to be the weaker producers, meaning you don't have a million subscribers first. And then no doubt they're going to go after the big ones. So all the big producers, whether it's Alex Jones or Mark Dice or Paul Joseph Watson, need to get in on this, because, you know, the old saying, first they came for this group, then they came for this group, and then when they came for me, there was no one left to fight. And that's kind of what they're doing here, Sean.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. I've got a lot of anxiety over this, obviously. My YouTube channel is obviously extremely important to me, and it's played a big part of my life for the last 8 or 9 years. And I've made many, many sacrifices to build the channel. And to create so much content and do so many interviews and spend so much time. It's really been my life's work. And for them just to terminate it without cause and without explanation is salt in the wound. But really the worst salt in the wound is this. If you recall, I think, you know, you've known me long enough, you may recall this. I used to work for Target Corporation, and I was a marketing executive and executive producer. I worked with Tiger Woods. We made commercials, loved my job, worked there for 10 years, got promoted like 4 times, was making really good money, and just loved my job, loved Target. They gave 5% of pre-tax profits back to communities in which Target, works. And so mm-hmm. it was those stories we got to tell. And it was like the one corporation I believed in, really. Yeah. And I started talking about 9/11, the false flag operation in the workplace, because I was so naive. First of all, I was comfortable because I was surrounded by friends and colleagues who liked me and respected me. Second of all, a lot of these guys were good friends of mine. We played poker together. Third of all, I was naive enough to believe that I could help wake everybody up to what went down on 9/11 because it was so shocking to me when I found out what happened. I just couldn't stop talking about mm-hmm. it. And I wasn't talking about it 9 to 5 within the workplace, but, at lunch break, sometimes hanging out, having a coffee with buddies or whatever.
I get it.
These things come up. You want to show them videos. You want to show them World Trade Center 7 falling. You want to show them BBC mm-hmm. reporting about the collapse of that building 25 minutes early. You want to wake them up. And what happened was I found out that one of these people was so offended by my position on 9/11 that they went to human resources, and human resources started digging through all of my emails and all this. Employee in good standing, promoted mm-hmm. 4 times. I mean, making more than $100,000 a year, love my job, drank the Target Kool-Aid to the extent that I believed in Target. And I was pretty much let out the door because of my speaking truth to my friends and colleagues. Guess I shouldn't have been doing it in the workplace. But how many of us are guilty of that when we wake up? We want to try to wake up others. Anyway, they took from me one of the most important things in my world, my career, and my career at Target. Mm-hmm. So then when I started my YouTube channel, it was a labor of love because I still wanted to figure out a way to reach people. And slowly over time, it grew. And I remember telling my wife just years ago, a few years ago, I'm like, the beautiful thing about this YouTube thing is it's mine. I created it. I don't work for anybody else. So no one can take it away from me like they took my Target job away from me. And now look what's happened. The corporate fascists have done it to me again by taking away something precious to me, something that I built with my blood, sweat, and tears, with my truth. And if my truth wasn't resonating with people, Carrie, why would I have 345,000 subscribers? So YouTube really needs to be brought to bear for this and brought to task and asked, why are they deleting channels? Conservative channels, channels with speech that they don't agree with. That is the absolute great epitome question. Of fascism, and it's the absolute antithesis of everything we should stand for in this country in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, for sure. And look, it's a company that's got way too much power, and now they're starting to throw that power around, and they think they're stamping on little people, but when enough little people band together, you know what Jefferson said, and if it wasn't him, I'd stand corrected, but one person with courage is a majority, and what they're doing now is the antithesis of courage. This is totally cowardliness on the part of Google. It's complete cowardliness on the part of the left because they realize that their ideas are bankrupt and can't face any scrutiny, and they're out to shut all contrary opinion down, with the exception of a few big ones who they feel they can't get at. But like I'm telling you, I know it's going to happen here. It's going to blow up. It's going to backfire, and they're going to be brought to pay for this. They're going to be brought to account, and everybody needs to write them. Tell us again the Twitter handle where we get YouTube, where we can make our thoughts known.
Yeah, it's at Team YouTube. So if you have a Twitter account, just compose a new tweet to at Team YouTube. And then maybe include me on it, SGT Report. And let them know that you are very angry that this happened. I'm getting feedback here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear. So, hey, we'll wrap it up. Sean, we're behind you 100%. Can't let the bastards get away with this. And I'm willing to take the choice, to take the chance that they're going to shoot my channel down because, look, they're doing it to you. They're going to come after me eventually anyway. Maybe I'm not quite as controversial as you ostensibly, but our ideas are just as powerful and just as controversial. So if we don't dig our heels in now, when are you going to do it? Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Carrie, just one last thing. I want to really, really thank everyone who has shown an outpouring of support. So many people, private people, people who just like to watch YouTube, have reached out with super, super kind, supportive emails, advice. And many, many people have signed up to support me over at Patreon because obviously taking away my YouTube account is devastating to income. And I just really, really, really from the bottom of my heart want to thank everybody, all the kind souls that have gone over to Patreon and signed up. We're talking about dozens of people over the past 36 hours, Kerry. So thank you so much to those people. And thank you to everybody who's listening, because I know that everybody listening wants change in this country. They want the Constitution and the rule of law enforced. They believe in truth and liberty if they're following you and listening to you. And I just want to take my hat off to all of you, because you're all patriots and we all need to stand together, because if we don't, this is what's going to happen, Kerry. You're right. They're going to take us down one by one.
Yeah. And then one day you wake up, nobody will be up there, right?
That's right.
And it's just a matter of time. So we either hang apart or we hang together. We stand together or we hang together. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm sure your recent discussions of the QAnon phenomena probably didn't help your cause any either. So they just took the opportunity to get rid of you. And undiplomatic, no due process. Well, they're a corporation, granted, but they're a public utility for all intents and purposes. They're a common carrier, just like the phone company, just like the mail, just like UPS or FedEx. FedEx can't say, you know, Sean, we don't like what you're saying. We're just not going to deliver your packages to you anymore or take any packages from you either. I mean, it's the same thing here. So they need to be, it needs probably to be done legislatively to be forced to not persecute those with different beliefs. Anyway, Sean, hey, wish you the best of luck. We're behind you. And if you're listening to this, make sure you hit those people up at Team YouTube on Twitter. And we're there for you, Sean. So our thoughts are with you. Our prayers are with you. And we're just not going to take this sitting down.
Okay. Thanks, Kerry. And guys, you can find me every single day over at sgtreport.com. So that's the main website. So thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for coming on and good luck.
Thanks, man. Bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.